It's BFBS, the Forces Station, 11 minutes past nine. Really like that. Royal Blood and Trouble's Coming.
Now, in 1994, Andrew Tatham came across a formal photograph taken in 1915 of the officers of one battalion, 46 men in uniform, one of whom was his great-grandfather. Intrigued, he embarked on a project that involved two decades of research and resulted in two books, a group photograph, and the new one, I Shall Not Be Away Long. To tell us more, Andrew joins us on the line now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, first of all, just tell us about this moment when you found this photograph with your great-grandfather featured.
Well, what had happened was I had decided that I would wanted to find out more about my family's involvement in the First World War. So I had remembered that my gran had shown me my great-grandfather's letters, and I went up into the loft and found them again, and I just had to find out more. So I organised to go into the Imperial War Museum, and they had the regimental history set out, and I leafed through and came across this group photograph with my great-grandfather in the centre as the commanding officer. And I just looked round all the faces and I just wondered what happened to them all. And I had some ideas for an art project based on group photographs, and I thought, right, this is the one I'm going to do. And by the time I realised that researching 46 different people was too many, I'd already got hooked. And that led me to research them. It took me 7 years to find a member of the families of all the men.
Cool.
And I visited people in every county in England, and also in South Africa, Canada, the States,
wow.
Australia, collecting photographs and wanting to tell the stories. But also, one of my artworks I wanted to produce was a film that showed their family trees growing over time. And so I gathered the birth and death information for all of them and their direct descendants in order to be able to draw their family trees as trees growing, and with music for each year and pictures, and that was one of the central artworks in the exhibition that I had at in Flanders Fields Museum in Ypres.
Amazing. So that's a group photograph, so that's all about the lives of those people in that photograph and what happened to them afterwards and the family and everything.
Yes.
And the new one then, so this is I Shall Not Be Away Long. Just set that up for us, will you?
Okay, well, the man sitting on my great-grandfather's right in the group photograph was Charles Bartlett. He had been a regular officer in the Royal Berkshire Regiment just after the turn of the century, and then gone into working as a private secretary in the theatre. But then when the war started, aged 37, he joined up again. Because of his experience, he was given a commission straight away, and became my great-grandfather's second-in-command. And when he went to France, he started writing his letters. Years later, when I managed to find his granddaughter, on the phone she said, "I've got a few letters, but you probably won't be interested." And I thought, I'll probably be interested.
You sound like the person that would be interested.
Yes, indeed. And turned up, she had 341.
Wow.
Written between August 1915 and March 1917. And they are the most incredible resource, not just about the war, but about a human being. And that, you know, this is what a lot of my project is about. You know, there's a lot, you know, people who have served in the forces have sat for countless group photographs.
Hmm.
And even with names underneath, quite often the human being gets forgotten. And it's just a name and a face. And a lot of my work is about remembering everyone as human beings. And with Charles Bartlett, I could do that plus, because his letters are just, well, an incredible mix of things. Firstly, they're almost completely uncensored, because he was a relatively senior officer, and there's only one bit of blue pencil on one of these letters. And even though he knew he wasn't allowed to give certain things away, actually, to be after a battle writing the names of all the officers who'd been killed and wounded and how many men he had left and all of those sort of things really shouldn't be in the letters, no. But is an amazing resource to have now.
Andrew, I bet as well also, because he wrote these letters not ever intending them to be read by anyone other than his wife, they must be very revealing because of that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that get written which we see in books these days where people, you know, like diaries, even though people are writing it personally and maybe thinking, well, nobody's going to look at this, actually they're writing it for an audience and trying to say things about their time, whereas Charles Bartlett was just writing to his wife. And it's completely, well, it's as open as it can be in the, well, you know, marriages. I mean, that's one of the things with these letters also, is it's not just a war story, it's a story of a marriage. Mm. And, you know, there's certain things maybe he's not so candid about because he's either trying to protect her or those things that he's not allowed to talk about. But actually, a lot of it is very candid and just is, yes, just an incredible mix.
It's a very timely, poignant type of the year to release the book. Why did you want to release it now, and what sort of reception have you had?
I mean, obviously, Remembrance Time is an important part of the year, and it is the sort of time when people are thinking about this. So it is it's a sort of obvious time to release it. But actually, a lot of it, you know, it's relevant at any time, and you know, a lot of it was just the timing because I'm self-publishing, I'm doing it all myself, and I've over the last few months have been organising all the printing and things to do with the distribution, everything, but also contacting people who bought my first book and trying to get some interest in pre-orders of this. So I've sold 600 copies in the lead up to this, and it's, you know, it's one of the most beautiful things about doing this project has been the people writing to me and telling me how much what I've done means to them. And, you know, I had no expectations of that when I started out on all of this. And, you know, it is just been wonderful.
Andrew, it sounds like you're a man with quite a lot of time on your hands. If you can devote 20 years to this project, it's brilliant, isn't it? You've done really well there.
Well, I mean, when I started out, I had just finished as an IT lecturer in a college of nursing, and I was sort of in between jobs and thinking about what to do next, and this came along, and then I ran out of money and I worked for an oil company. I've got IT skills. And then I got absolutely sick of working in offices with office politics and all that sort of stuff. I did a variety of other jobs, and meanwhile in the background was trying to do this. And in the end, I'm actually moved back with my parents and started my own little IT business where I helped people. Well, it was the time when broadband was coming in and viruses were all over the shop. So I made a lot of money out of fixing people's virus problems, which paid for a lot of this project. And then, you know, I was lucky to come into some money, which helped me to do all of this. And then I worked in my local library up here in Norfolk.
You are out of your parents' house, though, yeah?
No, I'm now on my own up in Norfolk.
Oh, wow. So this sounds like it's a very relatable book. It's called I Shall Not Be Away Long. It might be letters that were written in the 1900s, but people are able to read this and relate it to their own marriages and that sort of thing in this day and age, I'm sure.
Yes, and the, I mean, it's a relatively expensive book because it's it's an artwork in itself, and it includes scans of all the letters and over 500 photographs of, because I investigated, well, he mentioned something like 300 people in the letters, and I thought it would be interesting to really give the context of everything to research then. So I researched the 300 people, and 240 I managed to really get quite a lot of detail on, you know, enough to turn them into a human being. And the book is 464 pages, large format, color book. I'm trying to make it so that you get the chance of feeling as if you've just opened the letters yourself, and that you knew something about the people and the objects and events that are going on.
I love it. It is a life's work. I cannot wait to get hold of both of these books. So we've got a group photograph and I Shall Not Be Away Long. And the reviews you've got are just incredible. Michael Morpurgo, Jeremy Vine, Melvin Bragg, everyone just saying what a fantastic work that is. That's just well done. Thank you very much, Andrew.
Yeah, great to speak to you. Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.